No. That's the. Welcome back to The Grapevine. I'm your host, Manan Sabir, and you're on the award-winning The Truth 101.7 Radio. We in those radio studios down here on 3rd Street Market Hall, man. So knock on the window and come down and say hi straight up. Yeah, man, people been hitting me up about this. And people still, like, one of my people said, shout out to Trent. One people said that, you know, people are getting the jab, we're still dying. And that's the truth, man. Like, if you, like, there are people that got the jab were still getting COVID and still were passing away from complications with COVID. And it's still going on. It's not over. So that's the reality. And that's not my words. That's literally came right in from somebody else.
People still die from the flu though too, don't they?
Yeah, people still die from the flu also. Yep. So like and I'm not saying we're for or against. What I'm saying is it's best to expose what's going on now so we can educate the community on what you need to do best for yourself. So if you feel like you want to get the jab, go ahead and get it. Like, nobody's going to stop you, right? But if you feel like you don't, then you also have to maintain a high level of physical security. You do, because these illnesses are out here are getting worse and worse and worse. You know, you look at measles. Measles is bad. Flesh eating. Wisconsin got its first case of flesh eating disease. Like, these types of illnesses are the types of illnesses that can really cause trouble for people that if you are not protecting yourself. Ask your doctor. Ask your doctor what would they do if they couldn't give you an actual pharmaceutical drug, jab and or drug from downstairs in the hospital if you go to the hospital to get it, like, or Walgreens, CVS. What would they do? If they are confused, that is a problem. There's a problem with that. You know why? If they're confused, then that means that you better go see another doctor. The next thing that doctor should tell you is they should give you a prescription for fruits and vegetables, for a dietary prescription. That's what doctors should be doing. Like, they should have it should be phased, not just straight give you something that you don't even look. It's crazy that you don't even want. I need to get to Stephen A. Smith, but we do have a caller. Mr. Wright, what's up, man?
How you doing, family? How you doing?
Doing good, family.
Hey, man, you know, I'm just listening, man. I'm a valid listener. I listen to you guys every day, all morning, all day. I just wanted to tap in and say, man, you know, I had got the jab, man, and, you know, I really don't believe in medicines or you know, the doctors, you know, it's money in medicine, man.
Right.
So they always want to give you something because that's how they make their money. You know what I mean? You might have high blood pressure. It might be 5/5. They say, we're going to put you on this low-dose pill. But I'm going to forget all that. The reason I was calling, man, to say is I got the jab, right?
Yeah.
Because I was going out of town, so I had to get it. But I caught long COVID, man. Now that's different than just COVID.
Yeah.
You understand? So I had it for, like, months, man. I'm like, I was going through it, man. I had to have a nose surgery. I had 80% blockage in my nose from COVID. Like, I couldn't breathe through my, like, so, and I had the shot, man. So it didn't help. I ended up running long COVID. So I just don't know, man. It's hard. You know what I mean? I believe these things are created somewhere. I'm not saying it was a plot against all the countries and everybody said this population control, but these things to me are created somewhere in the lab. You know, they say it comes from a monkey. Fam, they creating this. I don't know if the countries are inspiring together to do this, but somewhere this stuff is getting created or it forms from somewhere, man.
Right,
so
right.
Why there isn't a cure? Because it got to come from somewhere. And if it comes from somewhere, then it should be a cure for that something. I don't know, man, but you know, I'm going to just hang up and listen, man.
Man, I appreciate you.
Crazy. That's right. Out here, fam.
Yeah, for sure, man. And yeah, long COVID is real. If you right now, and this is just a disclaimer. Long COVID is real. And here's what I want to say about that. Long COVID is a complication, of course, from COVID. But if your body is not processing food, it's not operating in high level immunity, your body's going to continue in this COVID cycle. And long COVID for a lot of people has affected people's respiratory systems tremendously. And your nose is a part of your respiratory system. Your ears are part of that too. Your ear system, it's a part of that respiratory system too. So if you have long COVID, one, please go take yourself to the doctor and get the, you know, regular checkup and see what you can do. If you are experiencing more illness from COVID, not long COVID, but if you're continuing to get COVID, you have to also change the way you're doing things in your life. That's just plain and simple. I think doctors wound up during COVID telling people, man, you know, if you don't have COVID, make sure you're working out, make sure you're not drinking, because, you know, there were a lot of companies that were making a lot of money. All the wine companies had wealth transfers. All the tobacco companies had wealth transfers, meaning they were jumping up in revenue. All the retail companies had a jump in revenue. All the tech companies, including Zoom Technologies, had jump in revenue. Microsoft had a jump in revenue. Apple, jump in revenue. All of these things, cardboard companies had a jump in revenue. Paper companies had a jump in revenue. Logging, like tree logging companies, had a jump in revenue because people had more projects. Textile companies, you guys get what I'm saying to you? Listen, come on. Come on. It's real. It is so real. Let me hit the chat. Enlightenment says, oh, no, let me go back to Sir Chance. Sir Chance, I venture to say, based on my memory and geography class, that plus 25 plus years ago, that Poland is about 3,000 miles from Russia border. Yes, but what I was speaking of, and I didn't mention the city from Kiev to Ukraine or one of those cities, whatever main cities in Russia to the Ukrainian major city is 158 kilometers, or to Poland, the Poland city is 158 kilometers. Crazy, right? So yes, they may be guided by satellite, but no, this wasn't a mistake at all. Enlightenment 95. I ended up getting vaccinated for a job and not that you ended up not working at. Yeah. However, I'm blessed by the best and highly protected. I just keep my health right and stay in shape. No vaccine can take me out. Just a side note, you know, there are a lot of people who actually eat meat and who experience lung cancer. Yes. Y'all look it up. Don't let me Google for you. LaRon says, who is they? I don't know who's they. Oh, they talking about. I say the same thing. They means the researchers, basically. RC Communication Muse says, it's just crazy to mandate someone to get a shot. If the shot protects you, why do I have to get it? Make that make sense. Yeah, pretty much. So Sir Chan says, yep. And so did Clorox. Had a jump in revenue. Yeah. Clorox had a jump in revenue. A shot of a, a shot glass a day with a cherry juice chaser and you was good. No jab required. Yeah, man, just scrub your insides with Clorox bleach. That's what you do. Just take that Clorox. It's crazy, man. It's wild. I'm going to get to this real quick, and then we're just going to kind of wind down a little bit. But this was a great conversation. Let's continue on. Stephen A. Smith. Yes, Stephen A. Smith, we see you. Salute to you for humbling and eating that humble pie. Tell me what type of fork did you use? You use like a, you know, old school grandma fork? You use one of them bendable Walmart forks? I want to know, did you use a bamboo fork? What fork did you use to eat that humble pie? Because, you know, Stephen A. Smith does not apologize. He's not an apology dude. And that's not his brand. This is not his business model. When he does that on live television, loud, unscripted, I need every single one of y'all to pay actual attention to this. Because he apologized. This is bigger than sports. I'm for real. This is bigger than sports. On his own show, Stephen A. Smith, y'all know who he is. He directly credited watching Anthony Fauci plead the Fifth Amendment, and he sat with his own past comments about Kyrie Irving. Remember when he told Kyrie Irving that he was flat out stupid for not taking the vaccination, and he demanded the team to trade him in 2021? Y'all remember that? When he was like, man, the team should trade him. He's flat out stupid. Now, he's flat out wrong. Stephen A. Smith, you flat out wrong for saying that about that man. Keep eating that pie, dude. When we come back, we're going to talk about Stephen A. Smith, how he was flat out wrong about Kyrie Irving and the COVID situation. We're going to tell you how much money Kyrie Irving lost that year. It was a lot.
My old boy from the point, but I'm from Southwest. And every now and then I get put to the test. But I can't be stopped, cause I gotta come through. Ain't got no gun, but I got my crew. Didn't come for no beef, cause I don't eat steak. I gotta play the soul food, chicken, rice, and gravy. Not covered in 2 months, drinking a couple punch. Topical every last Thursday of the
Daddy
month.
Put the high grits on my chest in the morning.
Yes, welcome when back, welcome sick, back to the Grapevine. I'm your host, Manon Sabir, and you're on the award-winning The Truth 101.7 Radio. Yeah, baby. We talking about Anthony Fauci and his
play the fifth, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Remember that off of the Chappelle Show? You remember that, Zach? Oh, dang. American Family Insurance is a proud sponsor of The Truth. For almost 100 years, they've been committed to helping families protect what matters most: your home, your vehicle, and the dreams you're building every single day. If you're part of the Truth audience, you already know you work hard for yours. That's why having the right protection in place matters. American Family helps you stay ready for whatever life brings so you can focus on moving forward. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly with American Family Insurance. Get a quote or find an agent at amfam.com. And before we left to the break, we talked about Stephen A. Smith apologizing to Kyrie Irving, and after he watched Anthony Fauci go on record and plead the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and when he went on record and he said Kyrie Irving did nothing wrong, he did nobody wrong, we did him wrong, I did him wrong, not me, Manon, but see, I'm speaking in Stephen A. Smith voice, and for that I'm sincerely sorry. He went further saying that what he once called stubborn and selfish, he now sees as brave. That brings me to a really, really good human analogy. Who was a person who was really brave? We look at Jesse Owens. We look at Jackie Robinson. We also look at Muhammad Ali. Lost 3 years of his entire life. People we look up to. Don't y'all see He didn't see it. He couldn't see the writing on the wall. It's history has a tale of the thousand tales. And he couldn't see the one that was told for us by our hero. Let's play what Stephen A. Smith had to say.
Bump that. And one of those people at the forefront was Kyrie Irving. I bring his name up because I had my issues with him from a leadership standpoint, never as a player, because he's sensational. But with him, in terms of leadership, and I didn't look at it as being courageous. I looked at it as being selfish. And I watched Dr. Fauci on Capitol Hill yesterday. And the person I thought about most was Kyrie Irving. Kyrie Irving stood out in my mind because of the heat that he was taking and how folks were piling on, because that was just the latest transgression in their eyes that he was committing and subjecting the public to. He refused the vaccine. New York City's mandate made him ineligible for home games. And he linked his stance to people losing jobs over vaccine mandates. In my opinion, particularly hindsight-wise, it didn't make him stubborn or selfish. It made him brave for his willingness to stand up and say, nah, I'm not doing that. It's just a time for reflection to look at things differently.
Man, it's time for reflection to look at things differently. It's interesting, though, in a world where black people have been trodden, stamped, brutalized, murdered, beat, you know, the R word by people for hundreds of years, you then turn around and you got to take a cue from the ancestor of these people that did you wrong. I'm not saying that this man isn't an expert. But you don't got one black doctor in your family? You ain't got one black doctor friend that you could have looked at and had a debate with about this to vindicate Kyrie? This is public record. Like, you, millions of people agreed with you. Kyrie Irving lost $11.4 million. They didn't even pay the man $11.4 million for standing on something he believed in. Y'all gonna pay him back? Because Stephen A. Smith, didn't you get like, how much did Stephen A. Smith get? Like a $200 million deal from ESPN? Why don't you break Kyrie off 11 of that? Give Kyrie 11 mil of that. Matter of fact, Kyrie would probably take that 11 mil and donate it. Come on, man. Y'all tripping, bro. Y'all tripping. Stephen A. Smith, what I'm telling you, man, is it's a problem. Like, you cannot continue to take white people's stance. You have to think on your own. You got to. You can't look at Anthony Fauci as your guide on this. This, you should have already have thought for yourself. Trying to destroy another man, another black man in this country. You shouldn't have linked him to Aaron Rodgers and Novak Djokovic. You shouldn't have did that. He took a real, it's a, like, he took a his reputation, even now in the NBA, is just rebuilding it right now. It's crazy. Now, Milwaukee, this is why I need y'all. This is why we're going to plant our flag. Kyrie Irving is a black man. And when he stood up and said, I'm not doing that, he got dragged by everybody. He got dragged by everybody, a lot of people. Called a threat to his own team, called every name in the book, like, by everybody. People in barbershops and kitchens and family group chats. And those people understood where he was coming from. I know my people did. They knew where he was coming from. Even if we didn't all agree with his exact choice, we knew that hesitation wasn't stupidity. We knew it. We knew it, Milwaukee. Hesitation, what for him, was not stupidity. Because a whole lot of us were living in that same hesitation. Oh, man, with ourselves, with our family members. We was catching heat from our jobs. People were losing jobs. People were losing jobs. Somebody, another caller said, people were losing, like, yeah, there were a lot of people who were just like, man, I'm Jewish, or like, I don't, you know, they were getting the vaccination exemptions. Some people were getting vaccination exemptions. And you can still do that to this day with your kids. You don't got to get vaccinated. You just sign the exemption waiver form. City of Milwaukee has one. Every city has one. That's your choice. So here's what I want, Milwaukee, I want you to actually chew on. This isn't really about vaccines anymore. I'm not talking about the vaccines. This is about what it costs for somebody to stand alone against the loudest voices in the room. This is an edict to our family, to our kids. No matter what people tell you, the moment you believe in something, put your flag through the ground and keep it there. Muhammad Ali did. He did. Prime example. All those baseball players in the Negro Leagues did. They had something to live for. So whether the rest of this country is willing to admit it, but years later, guess who was right? The canaries in the coal mine. We did it again. We won. We won. We was the canaries in the coal mine again. We didn't need Stephen A. Smith's apology. We didn't need Dr. Fauci to tell us. Thanks, Dr. Fauci. But Trump, he's on a whole nother mission. He got to put ish in front of you, in front of all of us, to distract us from what's going on in his real life, in that war over there that they're losing. And I'll say this too. An apology 4 years later, thank you, Stephen A. Smith. It is truly an apology. And it's easy to mock the time, and it's harder and more honest to ask ourselves, who in our own lives do we owe an apology to? Can't keep that pride content and silent. You got to go back to it. Who in our own lives do you owe an apology to? Because black folks, we like to eat humble pie sometimes. And we here. We eating it. So I'm going to leave the truth behind. I'm going to leave not the truth, but I'm going to leave truth and over there. We're going to let y'all chew on that. And then we're going to come back up on this next section. We're going to talk about Trump and his medicine cabinet and what he's doing to y'all medicine cabinet. We'll be back in 3. This time, I just want to let that beat ride, though, man. That beat is fire. That's that D.C. That's that D.C. bounce. Ever been to D.C.? Shout out to my folks out in D.C. Shout out to Washington, D.C. You on the grapevine with your host, Manon Sabir. Shout out to my DMV area, my cousins out there. Shout out to y'all. Salute. Love y'all. Shamika, Vince, we love you. Man, I see you soon. Man, DMV, good times. Great times. Great times with DMV. You are on the award-winning The Truth 101.7 Radio. And we are back. We talking about Anthony Fauci, Stephen A. Smith. I'm going to get into these tariffs real quick. But before I get into the tariffs and the tax that you're about to pay on your brand new medication in 2027. Yes, that's 6 months from now. 5 months from now. 5 months from now, your medication will go up. The price that you pay for medication will go up. That's just how tariffs work. 90% of people will be affected by these tariffs. 90% of people that take medication will be affected by these tariffs. But before I get into that, I want to know, like, because I was affected by the pandemic. I was affected by that, like, tremendously. I remember even my business, like, being affected by it. How are y'all feeling about the pandemic since Dr. Fauci pled the fifth? It's been how many years? 5 years? And he pleads the fifth 5 years after? It's crazy. How are y'all feeling since the pandemic? How are y'all feeling about the pandemic now? Do you think you were hoodwinked? Do you think you were bamboozled, run amok? Do you think you landed on COVID, or did COVID land on you? Do you think that COVID was a farce? Do you think it was some other type of sickness, illness? Do you think it was a trick bag, a wealth transfer? Do you feel like COVID was actually COVID? Come on. How are y'all feeling about the pandemic? Was it a plan? Was it the greatest marketing genius of all time? What were they trying to get? Do you think that it was just something sinister, or was it just an actual where do you think COVID came from? Because they did ask my guy, Anthony Fauci. That's not my guy, but straight up, we know how we talk about it. Where do you think COVID came from? Anybody? Where do you think COVID came from? Yep. Where do you think COVID came from? I got my suspicions, but it was a lot of people out. A lot of people lost their jobs, their careers, sports stars lost earnings. We were in a bubble. I mean, you know who really won in COVID was the Bucks. The Bucks won. I feel good because the Bucks won. So there you have it. The Bucks won. But besides that, it was a lot. It was a lot going on. It was a lot going on. I feel personally, the Ron Taylor says Stephen F. Smith does not pay. I'm going to go to my chat straight up. Whoa. I'm really going to go to my chat. Sorry, guys. Disrespecting you. Sorry for disrespecting you. Yes. Jasmine Jazz West said all those businesses that close. LaRon Taylor, 9076. LaRon, you are going off. I have black doctor friends and they said take the shot. Not all my black doctor friends said that, but you know. Let's see. But that doesn't mean that they actually it. So if your doctor says take the shot, that doesn't mean that they actually make they know where the shot has come from. They actually bought, like they purchased into the shot. They got the shot. You know, they, you know, if you're taking it at your doctor's office, or they are convinced, the doctor is convinced that it was, you know, it was helping. And it probably helped a few people. I mean, I'm not against it at all, in terms of whatever you think, whatever a person thinks that the shot should do for them, go do it. Stephen Smith, LaRonta says, Stephen Smith does not pay Kyrie Irving. The owners and the players union agreed to that stipulation in the contract. Kyrie broke the contract, had nothing to do with Stephen Smith. I wasn't saying that. What I was saying was, is that it was kind of rhetorical. Like, you destroyed as two black men, should not be tearing down each other. And you took it to the next level, Stephen A. Smith. So pay him his cash, bruh. Got in the way. Smart move, Dr. Fauci, to plead the fifth. Republicans have been trying to get him on anything. He's been leading an authority. Yes, he's been a leading authority for AIDS, blah, 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 CDC, you know. Yes, truly, for 50 years. I'll take Dr. Fauci's word over Trump and the RFK anytime. Yes. Ask them kids with the measles now. No Republican peer-reviewed research was able to find anything on him. Yes. Completely right. But that's the point. Dr. Fauci was pushed in front of everybody. They constantly are putting up barriers in front of these Jeffrey Epstein files. Y'all getting this, right? Y'all getting it. But they also made you buy into their program again, not just with the shot. We got that part. Whether you got it or not, real people were dying. Real people were got sick. We understand. Whether you believe it or not, we understand. The trick, what I'm telling you, the trick is that these folks are continually moving the dial, and they're zigzagging. Every time you shoot at them, they're zigzagging. And they're coming right at you with the tricks. And they're just blowing the puff right in your face. They're blowing the puff right in your face. Puff the Magic Dragon. That's what they're doing. That's exactly what they're doing. So they push Fauci in front of you so you can have another topic to talk about. COVID again. They rehash it. Great marketing. They rehash COVID again. And again, every year is something about COVID to make you realize that you should be thinking about something else while they slip something else past you. You know what one of my professors called that? Called that smoke screening. Smoke screening. That's right. So here's my question. How are y'all feeling about the pandemic since Dr. Fauci pled the fifth? How are y'all feeling about that? And would you do it again? Would you get the shot again? I mean, man, I would go live in the jungle, honestly. I would tell everybody that I know, just come with me to the jungle, man. We're gonna build our commune out there. Let they trick bag go to waste. I don't want to be a part of the tricks anymore. You're more than welcome to do it. I'm not a part of these tricks. I don't want to be a part of the tricks. Stephen A. Smith, you ran for that trick bag, and it bit you in the belly. Yeah, that big old microphone. But it's no hate on you. It's the fact that, it's the fact that we are continually being jerked around without realizing these gas prices are about to go up in a minute. and we got a war that's going out on outside that nobody is safe from. Lauren Taylor, right before we get to break real quick, most people know that this is a smokescreen to protect Trump and his administration to cast doubt on the Democrats with the upcoming midterms, even though Trump was proud of the shot when it came out. He probably didn't even get the shot. And he said, Lauren, you're on fire. Okay, Lauren. This administration is about making money for themselves, their contributors, and their funds, friends, and their funds. America has always been the most gluttonous, greedy, money-hungry nation in the world. Yes, even before it was America. Hey, we'll be back in three on the grapevine. Hey, y'all, welcome back to The Grapevine. Get ready. 1017 The Truth Family Fest is back. Join us Saturday, August 1st from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Riverside University High School. Yes. For free back-to-school resources, live entertainment, family activities, and community fun. Vendors and sponsors can reserve a spot by visiting truefamilyfest.com or sierra.brown@milwaukeeblackmedia.com. That's CIERRA.brown@milwaukeeblackmedia.com. This is proudly sponsored by Educators Credit Union, American Family Insurance, Milwaukee Public Schools, Artists Working in Education, and Ascension. Hey, y'all. We are back, and we're talking about Anthony Fauci pleading the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Man, we got to pull that clip up. Can we pull that? Zach, please find a clip of the Dave Chappelle pleading the fifth. It is the craziest thing. We got to find that because he pled the fifth 100 times, over 100 times. And then Stephen A. Smith got a chance to apologize publicly to our guy Kyrie Irving for standing his ground. He stood his ground, man. That's the best way to do it. Stand your ground. Stand your ground, man. Sometimes you ain't got to – if you believe in the fact that, you know, whatever you believe in terms of healthy, just stand your ground. That's what we need. You need people just to plant your flag in the ground. And if you believe it, do it. Do it. And he believed it. He believed it. Too many – you know, he didn't pander. He didn't vacillate between this and that. He was our canary in the coal mine. He was our canary in the coal mine. I appreciate Kyrie for doing this. We appreciate Kyrie for being able to stand up in his own 2 feet against an entire world and tell people that he's not doing what they want him to do. And he took a fat pay cut. So I'm going to go to the chat real quick because, man, this chat is going off. And I'm going to talk about what this trick bag is doing again. I'm talking about the trick bag. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Trick the Trump. Lauren Taylor, 9076, says, black people need to travel outside the United States to get a perspective of what the rest of the world thinks of us. It will blow their minds. Yes, it would. Yes, it would. I remember going to Beijing. We're going to Beijing, China. Man, I seen a bat in the market. The bat was it was a bat that was, I don't know what they were using this bat for, but the wings were so big. They were huge. Huge. Did I see a flying squirrel? I think I seen a flying squirrel in the market. Crazy. But that was just before COVID. And I tell you what, when you travel outside this United States, you will start to receive word from your conscious mind that there's something even greater running this entire system. You will definitely believe that. So I want to inform y'all before we get to break, I'm going to get on my soapbox a little bit and I'm just going to jump around a bunch of topics. I don't give a ding. Trump's got tariffs on y'all generic drugs. So starting August 2028, Trump plans to have a 100% tariff on imported generic drugs. Believe it or not, that's where some of your drugs are coming from in relationship to Amazon. And I think, what's his name? Bezos has something going on. And then also, Mark Cuban is dealing in the drug and insurance space. So, yeah. So after that, it's going to be, 200% markup. So it's going to force pharmaceutical production back into the American factories. Anything American made, if it's made in America, y'all know, price goes up. Yesterday's price ain't today's price. Straight up. Why does this matter so much? Generic drugs average around $4 a dose, compared to $157 for brand name versions. India supplies roughly half of America's generic drugs. Did y'all know that? Y'all didn't know that. India supplies roughly half of America's generic drugs, and about 80% of the raw ingredients Indian manufacturers use. Guess where they come from, y'all? I want to take a wild. Give me a. We got a drum roll. No drum rolls. I do a drum roll. Guess what? Where it comes from? China. But guess where some of these drugs inherit their actual ingredients from? The jungle, from Africa, from the Amazon. Come on, y'all. I'm trying to give y'all game from China. This is game. The whole system runs on a global supply chain. Trump is trying to threaten and tax that entire hand. Y'all, he's trying to get into the drug game. He's already a drug dealer. He's trying to cut his way into the drug game. That's what he's trying to do. Speaking of drugs, Zach, we got that clip of Lil Wayne pulled up. So the experts are split on impact. They're split on the impact. A couple of researchers said it even doubled. A couple of researchers said that it'd be far cheaper than brand name drugs. But patient advocates warn there's risk making already struggling families medicine more expensive. This is crazy. This is absolutely nuts. I'm on my soapbox. There's a gentleman his name is Dwayne. Yeah, Dwayne. Oh, okay, that's cool. We're good. We followed we followed this guy who is his name is Dwayne, and I want to say congratulations to him. I want to say congratulations to Dwayne. His actual goes by the name of Lil Wayne, and I'm proud of him for actually making a comeback into health. He recently went. And you guys can Google this, but he recently went and got a personal trainer, started bodybuilding, developing his body. He went from scrawny to looking like a mini 50 Cent. And when y'all look at this, these pictures of him, They're real. They're completely real. He looks great. So a lot of us followed his music and we followed his lean approach. He ain't lean no more. Lean, that's a double entendre. He's not leaning. He is actually standing upright. He looks great. So y'all, shout out to Lil Wayne. Shout out to the people that are doing their thing. I'm going to have some fun this weekend. Meet me at the water because I might go fishing. Hit me up on Facebook or Instagram. Yes. And also, if you are out and you feel like doing something really, really fun, come to the Black Arts Fest MKE tomorrow. Come to the Black Arts Fest MKE and have some fun. We are going to be out there kicking it. Hey, y'all, if I didn't tell you once, I'm going to tell you right now. I love you, Milwaukee. I love you, Milwaukee. I love you. We have Tap In with Jazz coming up next. Jazz Tyler, let's get it in. Do not change that dial. We'll be back in 3.